In a quiet corner of West Seattle, a home daycare collected more than $229,000 in state child care subsidies over 9 months. In Federal Way, a second home daycare collected $223,247 over the same stretch. Neighbors at both addresses told reporters the same thing, repeatedly. They never saw a daycare operating there. Not once. Washington's own state auditor now says the agency that approved those payments, the Department of Children, Youth, and Families, DCYF for short, is, in her words, probably the most risky of all of the departments in state government. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, where the receipts do the arguing. Today, two ghost daycares, a $37 million audit finding, and the third blue state in 7 months, where this exact pattern has surfaced. This is the third time in 7 months that investigative reporter Ward Clark, writing for Red State, has documented the same shape in a different Democratic-run state. In December of 2025, it was Minnesota's Feeding Our Future Network, a web of Somali-run nonprofits and daycares billing state and federal programs, which has now produced more than 60 convictions, one of the largest pandemic-era fraud cases in the country. In June of 2026, it was a single daycare in Clinton Township, Michigan, that collected $1.1 million in reimbursements while repeated site visits found no children and no staff present. Now it's Washington. It's worth saying plainly, because some of the coverage cycle has carried Minnesota's framing along with it. DCYF's own data shows providers whose primary language is Somali hold roughly 2.6% of statewide child care slots, and no individual Somali-American provider in Washington has been charged with anything. What this story documents is a statewide documentation gap and a pay-first, verify-later payment system, not a story about any one community. Here's where precision matters, because the headline number and the underlying finding are not the same thing. The Washington State Auditor's Office released its annual federal compliance audit on March 30, 2026. Buried inside it, auditors sampled 59 child care providers, found 14 questioned payments totaling just $6,123 within that small sample, and then extrapolated that error rate across the full $364 million in federal child care money the state distributed to roughly 7,400 providers that year. That extrapolation is where the $37 million figure comes from. The number underneath that one is arguably more alarming. Auditors say DCYF has now failed, for four consecutive fiscal years running through 2024, to produce adequate provider-level documentation for its federal child care spending, leaving more than $415 million effectively unauditable. That's not an accusation of theft. It's an admission that the state cannot show its own work. State Auditor Pat McCarthy, a Democrat, has been careful and specific about what her office did and didn't find. "They are probably the most risky of all of the departments in state government," she said of the agency. But she's drawn a hard line around the fraud question. "Our audit did not conclude that fraud occurred," she said. This story keeps that distinction front and center throughout, because it's the difference between a documented compliance failure and a criminal case Washington does not, at this point, have. What the Center Square's investigation adds is the specific: the West Seattle and Federal Way daycares from the cold open, each billing the state at a pace that beat what many licensed, fully staffed centers with dozens of enrolled children ever collect. The mechanism is structural, not exotic. The department pays providers based on enrollment before reviewing attendance documentation and catches problems, if it catches them at all, after the money is already gone. DCYF does run its own internal reviews, and the numbers there are worth sitting with, too. Of 2,228 completed provider audits, 67%, roughly 2 out of every 3, found overpayments, totaling about $2.2 million. Of those thousands of flagged cases, only 14 were referred for fraud review. 0 have resulted in a prosecution. Which brings us to the people who could open an investigation and haven't. Asked directly by the Center Square back in March whether he'd commit to one, Governor Bob Ferguson, a Democrat, said he'd get back to reporters. He never did. Attorney General Nick Brown, also a Democrat, has been more publicly active, but pointed his response at the people asking questions rather than at the payment records. His office directed people reporting on daycare site visits to the Attorney General's Hate Crimes and Bias Incident Hotline, and his office's own account posted that providers had been harassed and accused of fraud with little to no fact-checking. Assistant U.S. Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon responded publicly that any state official who chills a journalist's First Amendment rights will have some explaining to do. Washington's Republican Party chair, State Representative Jim Walsh, put it more bluntly, "This is a failure of state government. Meanwhile, the FBI is investigating." His colleague, Representative Joshua Penner, put the stakes in dollar terms. "We are talking about nearly $500 million in spending that the state cannot fully account for. That is not just a bookkeeping error. It is a massive breach of the public trust." A third Republican, Representative Travis Cooter, says an amendment he and Penner backed, one that would have barred providers convicted of fraud from ever holding a license again, was stripped out in the Senate Human Services Committee, chaired by Senator Claire Wilson, a Democrat. "She wanted to strip that out," Couture said. Washington did pass a real fix, even without opening an investigation into the years that came before it. A payment timing reform, signed by Governor Ferguson and effective April 1st of this year, moves the system to enrollment-based pay with electronic attendance verification. State projections put its savings at $143.3 million over the next 2 years alone, and roughly $781 million over 4 years. By closing exactly the loophole that let the West Seattle and Federal Way payments run unchecked for months, added up, a $37 million audit finding that the state auditor herself says is not a fraud finding. 4 straight years of missing paperwork behind $415 million federal dollars. 2 home daycares that, according to neighbors, never had children in them, collecting 6 figures apiece. A governor who said he'd get back to reporters and didn't. An attorney general who pointed his public response at the journalists instead of the payments. And a real reform that closes the loophole going forward, while a Democratic committee chair stripped out the one provision that would have kept already caught providers from simply reopening under a new name. Nobody named in this story has been charged with a crime. That is precisely the point. 7 months in, nobody has even been asked to answer for it under oath. Every figure in this episode, the audit, the payment records, the legislative history, is sourced and linked in the full story, including the state auditor's own words in context. Check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. Subscribe for the next one.